Very good. We should maybe pray, and then we'll get into our study this afternoon. Lord, we pray that you'll just help us. We need your help whenever we do anything, Lord. Especially it's true when we study the Bible.
主啊，我们求你帮助我们。哎，这个是真的。不管我们做什么，都需要您的帮助，特别是当我们学习圣经的时候。
But we have the promise that the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth, and that is our prayer for this afternoon.
但是我们有这样的应许，您的圣灵会引导我们到真理那里去，这就是我们今天来求的。Help
us to hear, help us to obey, help us to believe, help us to follow the Savior in everything.
帮助我们去倾听，帮助我们去顺服，帮助我们去相信，帮助我们跟随我们的救主。
So we ask this now in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, very good. All right, we're studying in the book of Peter, 1 Peter chapter 3.
大家可以看到彼得前书的第三章。
And the subject in Peter really is, how do we live in dark days?
彼得书的主题呢，就是我们在黑暗的日子，我们应该怎么样去生活。
How do we live in difficult days? In particular, how do we live when people take advantage of us?
这个呢，就是我们在困难的日子，我们怎样去生活？当别人来占我们的便宜的时候，我们怎么样去生活？
It's true, Christians are not always treated fairly.
这个也是真的，基督徒呢，通常没有得到。 正确的对待。
Sometimes persecution is bold and outright. People say, we're gonna persecute him because he's a Christian.
有时候呢，这个迫害呢，他就是如此的大胆，他就说呢，因为他是个基督徒，所以我们来迫害他。
Other times, persecution is much more subtle, and people just say, well, we can take advantage of him because he's probably not going to fight back.
有时候呢，这些迫害呢，他们说呢，我们就是说，来占占他的便宜，因为我们有这样的优势。如果我们迫害他呢，他不一定会跟我们对抗的。Other
times I think people persecute us just because we don't really belong.
有时候呢，其他的人呢迫害我们呢，就是因为我们跟他们不是一伙的。We
don't do the bad things that other people do.
我们不去干他们所干的一些坏事。We
don't even laugh at the bad stories that other people laugh at.
当呢他们讲一些坏的故事，他们笑的时候，我们甚至都不会跟他们一起笑。We
don't go with them to their parties.
我们不会和他们一起参加他们那些聚会。
And usually they're quite happy that we don't go with them to their parties.
通常呢，我们不去参加他们聚会呢，他们确实非常高兴。
We would be a guilty conscience for them.
因为我们如果参加他们聚会呢，我们有一个有愧的良心。
So there are just many reasons why we tend to be persecuted simply or boldly, but one way or the other, we just don't really fit in the way others might.
这就是呢，通常呢，我们被别人那个明目张胆的迫害，或者说是简单的迫害，就是因为实际上我们跟他们不合群。
So Peter has explained many of the relationships of life, how we get along as servants, how we get along husbands and wives and in the family. How do we do that? And then when you get to verse 9, he says, now, what about getting along in the world?
实际上彼得呢, 他就把这种情况, 这种情况简单的列出来, 就说呢，我们那个和老板之间呢，仆人之间怎么相处呢？妻子和丈夫怎么相处呢？当我们读到第九节的时候呢，只是说我们怎么和这个世界相处。
So verse 9 says, do not repay evil with evil, or insult with insult, but repay with blessing.
第九节说呢，不要以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂，都要祝福，因为你们是为此蒙召的，好叫你们承受福气。
Well, frankly, that's not natural.
当然这个不是一个自然的现象。
Somebody says, I'm going to push you, and the natural reaction is, all right, but I'll push you back.
有时候呢，我们去催逼一些人呢，你自然的反应就是你跟他催逼回来。
But it's very interesting that the Lord Jesus Christ did not retaliate. You study him, and you are amazed at the grace with which he receives the accusations.
实际上呢，我们的主耶稣基督呢，他通常呢，他是不会去报复别人的。所以呢，通常我们的主耶稣基督他以那个恩典来回报那些被他的诅咒和迫害。
So in verse 9, you get a logic flow going in a couple of directions. It's interesting. It says, do not repay evil with evil, or insult with insult. That's the natural thing. You insult me, I'll insult you. You do me evil, I'll do you evil.
临上第九节呢，讲到的呢，是一个，不是一个自然的，因为说不以恶报恶，以辱骂报辱骂。实际上这个不是自然的属性，因为自然属性，当人家给你行恶的时候，你会报以恶，当别人骂你的时候，你会骂回去。
God says, if they do you evil, you go back to them with a blessing.
我们的神说呢，如果他在你身上行恶呢，你就是说去祝福他。
And why would you do that?
为什么你要那么做呢？
Because God says, if you bless them, I'll bless you.
因为神说，如果你祝福他呢，我会祝福你。
So that's pretty good. They do you evil.And you say, all right, I'm not going to do you evil. I will do good to you. I will bless you. And God says, all right, if you bless him, I will bless you.
这个是非常有趣的。如果一个人对你行恶的话呢，你说我不会对你行恶，我会去祝福你，我会去对你行善。然后神说，如果你是这样的呢，你对他行善呢，你不以恶报呢，我会祝福你。
So you put all that together and what do you get?
你把这所有的放在一起，你会看到什么呢？
Well, you get the fact that he does you evil and God does you good and gives you a blessing.
因为这个呢，就是说呢，他对你行恶，那么神呢，对你行善，神呢，给你赐福。
So sometimes you go to bed at night and you say, Lord, would you please bless me tomorrow?
有时候呢，你上床睡觉，你会说呢，主啊，求您赐福给我明天。
And tomorrow you go out and somebody does something very bad to you. What do you do?
因为呢，明天呢，你出去，有些人呢，在你心上，在你身上行了一个大恶，那你怎么做呢？
But you say, thank you, Lord, don't you?
你说感谢主是不是？
And the answer is, of course, he does you something bad, and therefore God does you something good. So if he didn't do you something bad, would God do you good in retaliation for the bad?
其实际上呢，这个是真的。如果他在你身上行了什么恶，那神就在你身上会行善。如果他没有在你身上行恶的话，你认为神会作为去反应的话来给你一些好的东西吗？
So every time somebody does something bad to you, that just means God is going to do some extra good for you. And the more bad they do, the more extra God does for you.
这个的意味着有时候有些人在你身上行恶的话呢，神会在你身上额外行善。如果他在你身上行的恶越多呢，神额外行的在你身上行的善呢就越多。
So the Christian wins every way, doesn't he?
基督徒呢怎么样他都赢了，是不是？
If somebody does you good, you say that's very nice, thank you very much, Joe.
如果呢有些人呢在你身上行善，你说、啊、这个太好了，特别好了，感谢你朋友。
And if somebody does you bad, you say thank you very much, Joe, because that means God is going to do extra good for me. So either way, I win. I either win small when he does good, and I win big when he does bad, because God will give me more.
如果有人在你身上行恶呢，你也说呢非常高兴，非常谢谢你。因为如果你在我身上行恶了呢，我在神的会在我身上行善。如果你在我身上行的恶越多，那神在我身上行的善越多。不管怎么讲，我都赢了，因为你在我身上行善啊，我也神也在我身上行善。如果你在身上行更多的恶，神又会在我身上行更多的善。
Oh, the Christian then, the Christian it basically says, I can't lose. I either get good or I get better. That's the only two things you can get in life.
人基督徒说呢，我从来都不会输的，为什么呢？我或者得到好的，或者我得到更好的。
Okay, so if you see a Christian smiling, you'll understand why.
如果你看到一个基督徒在微笑，你就知道他为什么在微笑。
All right. Now he goes on to explain this by quoting from Psalm 34.
现在他开始呢用这个来引用诗篇三十四篇的经文。
And we were looking at Psalm 34 at 11:30. You'll remember these lines.
我们今天在十一点半的时候呢学了诗篇三十四篇，你会记得这句话。
It says, for whoever would love life and see good days, he must keep his tongue from evil. That would be, don't talk back.And his lips from deceitful speech. He must turn from evil. He won't return evil for good, for evil. And he must do good. He must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. And his ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil.
第十节是这样说的，因为诗篇三十四篇它引用的，因为经上说，人若爱生命，愿享美福，必须要禁止舌头，不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话。第十一节也要离恶行善，寻求和睦，一心追赶。第十二节，因为主的眼看顾一人，主的耳听他们的祷告，唯有行恶的人，主向他们变脸。
So it's all very simple if you believe the truth of God.We just say, Lord, you said it, you promised it, you will do it, thank you very much.
因为如果是你只是简单的相信神的真理的话，就是这个事情就变得非常容易简单，因为我们说主啊，您是允许了，您呢允许了我们要这样，所以呢我们就照着您的话去做，您会赐福给我们。
And then verse 13, the question is,Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good?
第三节说，你们若是热心行善，有谁害你们呢？
And the answer is, people usually aren't going to do that. There may be some examples when they will do that, but usually people will not do that. They won't harm you when you are eager to do good.
跟这里的意思呢，就是有些人呢，这人们通常他不会这样去做，但是只是有些极个别的人他会这样做。但是呢，所以说呢，这个意思呢，如果说你们若是热心行善，没有人就会害你们。
Verse 14, but even if you should suffer for what is right, you are going to be blessed.
第十四节说，你们就是为义受苦也是有福的。
Life is so much different if you believe in God.
因为如果你相信神的话呢，你的人生会大大的不同。
If God is our helper, why we, the old hymn says, you can face the storm with Christ in your boat.
因为这个赞美诗说呢，如果神和我们在一起，你可以面对啊、风暴。这个时候呢，基督会跟你同在你的风暴的小船里。
So he says, do not fear what they fear. Don't be frightened.
也就是那个不要害怕，不要也不要威胁威吓。
And now, verse 15 is a lovely verse in context. It goes like this, but in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared.To give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have.
第十五节是一节很可爱的经文。这经文说呢，只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
So something bad happens to you. What do you do?
如果在你身上发生了一些不好的事儿，你会怎么做呢
？Well, you say, this bad thing has happened. I'm going to get really angry.
你会说呢，这些事儿不好的事发生了，我会变得非常的愤怒。
No, you say no. I'm not going to get angry. Something bad happened to me, and I am going to.Be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks me the reason for the hope that I have. Something bad happens, and I smile, and I say, all is well, everything's fine. They say, how can you say that? And then you tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为在这个事情呢，你在也什么不好的事情发生的时候呢，你不应该愤怒，因为为什么呢？因为就有人问你们心中盼望的原因，就像这句经文说的，你要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。你说因为这样的坏事发生，事情我没有愤怒，你为什么呢？你就去告诉别人说，主耶稣基督，因为说主耶稣基督在我心里，所以我不会感到愤怒。这就是我们心中盼望的原因。
So many years ago, my father was driving away from our house.
就很多年前呢，他父亲呢开车离开他们的房子。
He got four blocks away, and another man he was driving along, and another man came right up and went through a stop sign and hit the car right in the middle of the car.
当那个他的父亲开车离开他家大概四个街区的时候呢，他正在路上开，就有一个人呢。就从那个 stop 就那个停的牌那边冲出来了，他没停，然后就撞在他爸的车子的侧面。
So my father got out of the car and spoke to the man who hit him.
然后呢，我父亲就从车里出来去跟那个撞了他的人说。
And the man who hit him said, "Oh, I'm awfully sorry. I didn't see that stop sign."I'm awfully sorry for hitting you.
那个人说呢，我非常非常的抱歉，因为我们也有看到那个停牌，所以呢，我不应该冲过那个停牌来撞到你的车。
And so my father said, oh, don't worry. He said, I'm not hurt, you know. Everything's just fine. The man said, Your car's a write-off. I smashed right into it in the middle of the car. There's no way you can fix that car.
因为我爸爸呢就说呢，你别用担心，我也没受伤。那个人说啊，怎么可能呢？我正好撞在你那个车的中间，你的车都报废了，你不可能再把这个车修好。我一直一下就撞在你的车的中间了。
My father said, oh, that's all right. Everything will be fine. And I think he maybe told the man that he was a Christian and God was going to help him.
然后父亲说呢，你不用担心呢，我一切都会没事的。我认为我父亲呢，告诉了那个人，他自己是一个基督徒，他说呢， 神会帮助他的。
And so, the other man said, well, you're a Christian? He said, I'm a Christian too.
另外一个人说呢，你是个基督徒啊，我也是个基督徒。
And so they had a happy time standing on the side of the street talking about the Lord Jesus.
然后他们有一段幸福的时光呢，他们两个人就站在路边呢，开始来谈论我们的主耶稣基督。
And then he got in the glove compartment and took out whatever was valuable and he walked home.
然后呢，他们把那个车呢带到那个修理厂去，把一些有用的东西拆下来，然后他们各自回家。
And he said to me, Harold, we've had an accident in the car, and the car's a write-off.
他就跟我说，那 Harold, 我们出了个车祸，我那个车报废了。
And I said, oh, that's great, Dad. That means we get a new car.
我说那太好了，爸爸，因为这个意味着我们要买一辆新车。
And so we went out and bought a new car.
给他们呢，出去买了一辆新车。
Is that a good story or a bad story?
这是个好故事还是个不好的故事？
That's a good story.
当然是个好故事。
Okay. God is good.
神是美善的。
And you just keep trusting the Lord.
你就一直信主就行了。
All right, what happens next? Verse 15 again says, always be ready to give a reason for the hope that is in you.
这个第十五节怎么说呢？总要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答人，因为你们心中盼望的原因。
The Christian says, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but I know that God cares about tomorrow. And he's going to make it all work out right.
基督徒呢说呢，我不知道明天会发生什么，但是我相信神一定会照顾关照明天，因为神会让明天一切都变得更好。
So the next verse then, 16 says, but do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander.
第十六节说，存着无愧的良心，叫你们在任何事上被毁谤，就在任何事上可以叫那诬赖你们在基督里有好品行的人自觉惭愧。
So they may say bad things against you.They may wonder, but you keep on just being gentle and respecting them, and all will be well.
他们可能会说一些事儿呢，对你不利，但是你要保持温柔，保持正确的去对待他，一切的事情呢，就会都会变好。
And then verse 17 is very simple, and we all agree with it. It's better if it's God's will.To suffer for doing good than for doing evil.
第十七节呢，我们所有人都同意这一点。神的旨意若是叫你们因行善受苦，总强如因行恶受苦。
If you're going to have to suffer, you may as well suffer for doing something good than suffer for doing something bad.
如果你真的要受苦的话呢，你最好是因为一些好的事情受苦，是因为你行善受苦，而不是因为你行恶受苦。
But the implication is basically there, isn't it? Whether you do good or bad, you're probably going to suffer sooner or later.
这里的暗示的是非常明显的，不管你行善还是行恶，你迟早都要受苦。
So sometimes when I suffer, I say to myself, Harold,would you like to suffer as you're suffering, or would you like to suffer the way somebody else suffers?
有时候呢，我受苦呢，我就会问自己，我说 Harold, 你想用你现在受苦的方式受苦呢，还是你想去受别人受过的苦呢？
And so somebody says, well, I've got a sore arm.
有些人说呢，我有个疼的胳膊。
And then somebody else says, well, you got a sore arm, but my other friend has just had a terrible surgery and he's going to be better in 6 months. What would you rather be?
有一个人呢，他就说呢，你胳膊疼是啊，那我有一个朋友呢，他现在做了一个手术，大手术，他要6个月以后才能恢复，那你想要哪一样？
Okay, so you say, well, if I'm going to suffer, I would rather suffer a little than suffer a lot.
你就会说呢，如果我真的要受苦的话，我宁愿受一点点苦，而不是受很多苦。
I would rather suffer for doing good than suffer for doing bad.
我宁愿的是因为我行善而受苦，而不是因为我行恶受苦。
Well, some people say, well, that's not fair. You shouldn't suffer for doing good.
也就是说呢，这不公平呢，因为你行善，为什么要受苦？
And you should suffer for doing bad.
你干坏事，你当然要受苦。
But remember, the Lord says, if you suffer for doing good, I will reward you richly.
大家记住主说呢，如果你因为行善受苦，我会大大的赏赐你。
All right, now in all of this, the Lord Jesus Christ is our example.
所以在这所有的一切的事情里面，主耶稣基督是我们的一个最好的榜样。
And remember now, in all of life, we keep going back to the Lord Jesus Christ because he is not only our example, he's our living example. He's our most helpful example.
因为大家记住，在我们的人生中呢，不管什么事，我们都要一直到主耶稣基督那里去，因为主耶稣基督。 它不仅是一个好的榜样，而且是一个对我们极其有帮助的榜样。So
this is his example, verse 18. For Christ died for our sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring us to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive by the Spirit.
第十八节就是说，主耶稣基督这为我们做出什么样的榜样？ 就是说，因基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义的代替不义的，为要引我们到神面前，按照肉体说，也被致死。Now
verse 18, for Christ once suffered for our sins.
这个第十八节说呢，因为基督也曾一次为我们的罪受苦。He
didn't suffer for his sins. He suffered for our sins. He suffered the righteous for the unrighteous.
所以呢，主耶稣基督他不是为他自己的罪受苦，他是为我们的罪受苦，就是义的代替不义的。And
he said, I did this, or he did this, in order to bring us to God.
这里讲到呢，主耶稣基督这么做呢，是为要带我们到神面前。
I asked a man once this question. I said, why did you decide to become a Christian?
有一次呢，我问一个人这样一个问题，我说你为什么决定要成为一个基督徒呢？
He simply said, well, my wife became a Christian, and I watched my wife, and she became a different woman after she became a Christian. And that was the proof to me that there was a God. And he was good, and he was able to save people.
然后呢，他就说呢，因为我妻子，她是个基督徒，我看到她，因为她成为一个基督徒呢，她的生命改变了，所以呢，我认为呢，一定有一个神，他能够拯救我们。How
many people have been brought to God by the suffering of Christians?
所以有多少人他们是因为受苦而被带到神面前来做成为基督徒的呢？
And the stories like of this are innumerable. I remember mostly the stories of missionaries who suffered, and because of that, many were brought to God.
所以呢，这个呢，其实有无数个这样的故事是数不清楚的，但是我记得一些作为宣教士的故事，因为他们去宣教所受的苦，所以很多人被带到了神的面前。
There was a great man of God by the name of Judson of Burma.
这里呢有一个人呢，他的是一个属神的伟大的人，他的名字叫 Justin of Burma.
He went to Burma probably a couple of hundred years ago, maybe more, and he was terribly treated by the Burmese people.
然后呢，他去了缅甸，在缅甸里的呢，他得到了当时的缅甸人的极不公平的、很可怕的对待。
They put him in prison.
他们把他放在监狱里去了。
They starved and maltreated his wife and family.
然后呢，他们就让他的家妻子和家人挨饿，并且呢。来极不公平地对待他的家人。
It was absolutely terrible what they did to that man and his family.
这个呢，确实是极其可怕的行为，在他们，就是那些缅甸人，在他和他的妻子和家人身上所行的事。
While he was in prison, he preached the gospel to one of the worst prisoners in the prison.
而他在监狱的时候呢，他对监狱里一个罪大恶极的人传道。
He was a terribly wicked murderer.
他是一个极其可怕的一个邪恶的谋杀犯。
That murderer became a Christian.
然后那个谋杀犯呢，就最后变成了一个基督徒。
And somehow he got out of prison.And he went back to the Burmese people, and that man led many, many, many people to the Lord.
这个人呢，他由于某种原因呢，他从监狱里出去了。出去了以后呢，他向当时的很多的缅甸人传道，然后呢，很多很多的缅甸人呢，因为他传的道，成为了基督徒。
Christ died for our sins.Once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous to bring us to God. Many people have suffered for the same reason to bring many to God.
因为基督一次为罪受苦，就是义代替不义，就带领了很多人来到神面前。很多人呢，都是因为这样的同样的原因受苦。而把许许多多的人带到了神面前来。
At about that time, or maybe 40 or 50 years later, over in Africa, there were a number of Christians, number of missionaries rather.
因为在那个40年、50年以后，在那个事情发生以后，在那个非洲也有很多的那个宣教士。
These missionaries had been preaching and preaching and preaching to the tribal people with whom they lived. None had become a Christian.
而这宣教士呢，就一个部落一个部落的去传道，传了很久，没有一个人成为基督徒。
One day when the missionaries were having a prayer meeting, one man said this. He said, Lord,If the way to get to the hearts of these people would be for some of us missionaries to die, then I would be willing to die in order that these Africans might get saved.
而有一天呢，这些宣教士呢，他们就一起祷告。那个祷告会，其中有一个人就祷告说：“主啊，如果说要让这些非洲人这么部落的人信主的话，我们宣教士之中间必须有一个人要死，才能让他们成为基督徒的话，我愿意成为那个死的人。”
It wasn't long after that 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 very man got sick.
因为过不久呢，那个人呢，他就生病了。
And he died right there in Central Africa.
然后呢，他在中非就死了。
The Christians decided that they would have a funeral service for him.
然后呢，当时的那些基督徒呢，决定呢给他举办一个葬礼。
The Africans had never seen anything like that. When people died there, they didn't have a service for them. They didn't praise the Lord. They didn't, the missionary said, we are going to have a funeral service for this man. We are going to bury him, and all of you Africans can come and see what happens.
因为当时的那些中非人呢，他们从来没有见过这样的葬礼。当他们死了以后呢，他们不会有这样的一个追思会，也不会有这样的葬礼，他们也不会感谢主。然后那些宣教士们就说呢，这个宣教士死了，我们要为他举行一场葬礼，举行一场追思会。你们所有的人都欢迎你们来参加这个葬礼和追思会。
As I recall the story, there were about 1,000 African people who gathered round that particular group that day as they buried that missionary.
结果检查了一些记录，那一天呢有成千的非洲人呢，他们都来到了那个葬礼的地方，开追思会的地方来观礼。
Sang hymns. They gave thanks. They worshiped the God of heaven and the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后他们呢唱赞美诗，他们向神献上感恩，他们呢也赞美我们在天上的主耶稣基督。
And after that revival broke out, and many, many, many of those Africans trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior.
在那个葬礼以后呢，复兴开始了，有很多很多的当时的非洲人呢，他们都成为了基督徒。
Verse 18, Christ died for our sins to bring you to God.
第十八节说，主是基督为我们罪而死，是为要引我们到神面前。
And that happens often in life today, as it did in the stories I just told you.
这些事情呢，通常呢发生在我们当今的社会里面，就像刚才我告诉你们的那个故事一样。
He was put to death in the body, but he was made alive by the Spirit.
也是按照肉体说他被治死了，按照灵气说他复活了。
Verse 19, through whom also he went and preached to the spirits in prison, who disobeyed long ago when God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. In it, only a few people, 8 in all, were saved through water.
这个第十九节和第十二节说，他藉着这灵曾去传道给那些在监狱里的灵听，就是那从前在挪亚预备方舟神容忍等待的时候不幸存的人，当时进入方舟，汲着水得救的不多，只有八个人。
And so these verses are hard to understand for many people.
这两节经文对大多数人来说是很难理解的。
It says verse 19, through whom, that would be by the power of the Spirit, Jesus went and preached to the spirits in prison.
这里呢，第十九节说呢，他那就是主耶稣基督，主耶稣借着圣灵曾去传道给那些在监狱里的灵。
So some people say that's a hard verse to understand. I think it probably means that after Jesus died, He went to hell and he preached to the people in hell so that they could get to heaven.
这里呢，对于很多人来说是极其难理解的。我认为可能是，大概就是主耶稣基督死了以后呢，他下到地狱里去了，他跟地狱的人传道，这样这些地狱的人呢，有可能去天堂。
But that's not what the rest of the Bible teaches, so that probably doesn't mean what people might suggest it means. Must mean something else.
但是刚才呢，讲的那个呢，并不是圣经其他地方所教导的，所以这一句经文呢，并不是他刚才讲的那个意思，也许是有别的意义。
And so what it probably means is that just as Christ died for sins to bring us to God, so Jesus was preaching through Noah in the days of Noah to the people who wouldn't listen. And he said to them, you come too. You can come to heaven if you want. You can get into the ark and be saved from the water if you want. And they said no to Jesus then through Noah, just as they said no to Jesus when he was preaching before Pontius Pilate and the elders.
所以这个里面的我认为的意思呢，就是说呢，就像主耶稣基督他为我们而死，然后带我们去天堂一样。曾经主耶稣基督呢，他是通过了挪亚去传道，他通过挪亚传道呢，说你们也可以来到方舟，你们来到方舟了以后呢，你们也可以去到天堂。但是呢， 主耶稣基督通过挪亚传的道呢，当时没有人听，所以呢，当时得救的只有八个人。他这里就说主耶稣基督去监狱的魂传道的意思，就像主耶稣基督跟那个皮拉图和当时的犹太人传道一样，他们是听的。It's
interesting that the same message we preach today is so similar to the message that Noah preached way back in his day, what, almost 5,000 years ago.
所以非常有趣的是呢，我们今天所向社会大众传递的信息呢，实际上跟五千年，大约是五千年前，挪亚跟当时的人 传的道是一样的。
Did Noah suffer for his faith in God?
挪亚是因为他的信心在神里而受苦吗？
The answer is yes.
答案是是的。
I think the people, as they walked by the ark when he was building it, I think they laughed at him. They said, "What's wrong with you, Noah? You're building this great big boat in the middle of a field. What is the matter with you, crazy man?"
我认为当时有些人呢，当挪亚在那个地里建造方舟的时候呢，有些人呢通过他的方舟说：“挪亚，你脑子是不是有毛病？你在这里啊建这么个方舟，在这个旱地上建个方舟有什么意义呢？啊，你这个疯了的人！”
I think some of them would say to him, "Noah, come on, take time off this afternoon. You come, we'll play golf."
有些人会说呢，啊，挪亚，啊，今天下午啊，就休息一下吧，跟我们一起去打高尔夫吧。Noah
said, no, I won't be doing that today. Today I'm going to keep building the ark." They said, "You're crazy, Noah."
挪亚说不，我今天不会去跟你们打高尔夫，我今天要一直游泳，还要继续建造我的方舟。所以他们的人就说，哎呀，诺亚，你真是疯了。You
think maybe some of them went up to the ark and wrote some graffiti on the ark, put some bad words on the ark and laughed?
你认为当时有人 去到挪亚建造的方舟上面去涂鸦，或者去写一些坏的话，写在那个上面，写一些恶言恶语来嘲笑挪亚吗？
I think some of them did. Some of them might even have decided to rob some of the building materials, take it home and have a bonfire.
因为我认为呢，他们真当中肯定有人那么做。 甚至有些人呢，可能跑到他的建造船的工地上，偷一些木头回去作为柴火来烧。
I think he did lots of things that were wrong. Sorry, they did for him lots of things that were wrong.
我认为当时那么多人对挪亚行的事大部分都是错误。
But did any good come of that?
但这个有好的好处带出来吗?
Yeah, what happened?
当然是,那发生了什么呢?
Noah's three sons said, you know, our father's the only wise man in this world. We're going to follow him.
挪亚的三个儿子说呢,我们的父亲呢,可能是这个世界上最聪明的人,我们要一直跟随他。
And all four of their wives said, we believe the faith of our husbands. We believe Moses, sorry, Noah, we're going to follow him.
因为这三个人的妻子呢,他们也都说呢,我们相信挪亚,我们也要跟随着挪亚。
And he was persecuted, but he brought many, his own family, to God.
因为挪亚受到了迫害,但是他却把他的大部分家人带到了神面前。
And what was the result?
结果是什么呢?
Well, Noah ended up getting the whole world.
所以呢,结果呢,挪亚拥有了全世界。
When he walked out of the ark, he said to God, God, how much of this do I own?
然后他在方舟里出来的时候呢,他跟神说,神啊,这个有多少是属于我的呢?
And the Lord said, Noah, you're the only ones alive in this whole world. You own the whole world.
然后那个主就跟挪亚说,挪亚,你是这个世界上唯一幸存下来的人,所以全世界都是你的。
Do you think Noah was happy that he decided not to play golf or go to the beach? He just decided to follow the leading of God and build the ark?
你认为挪亚为他当时做出的决定感到高兴吗? 因为他决定不去打高尔夫,不去沙滩上晒太阳,利用那个时间来建造方舟, 你认为他为这样的决定感到高兴吗?
Absolutely marvelous. And Noah said, best thing I ever did was to say, I'm going to go keep working on that ark today. I'm not going to take the day off. I'm going to work on that ark. Marvelous, Noah.
没有人,挪亚说这个太神奇了。因为当时我决定我要继续建造方舟,我不会去打高尔夫,不会去沙滩晒太阳,我所做的这一切都是值得的。
Now verse 21 says, and this water symbolizes baptism. You'll remember that in Noah's day the world was flooded with water. This water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also. Not the removal of the dirt from the body, but the pledge of a good conscience toward God.
第二十一节说这水所表明的是洗礼。 你们大家都记得在挪亚那个时代呢，那个洪水呢充满了全地，所以这水表明的洗礼，现在藉着耶稣基督复活也拯救你们。这洗礼本不在乎除掉肉体的污秽，只求在神面前有无愧的良心。
The water in Noah's day basically saved Noah. It wasn't that the water in Noah's day gave Noah a good wash. Because Noah didn't even get wet.
这里呢,讲的意思并不是说在挪亚时代那个大洪水呢,把挪亚洗干净了,甚至挪亚身上连一滴水都没沾着。But
the water was a picture of the good conscience that Noah had before God.
因为这个水的洗呢,是一个画面,代表着
Noah said, I'm going to obey you, God, and when the flood comes, the waters come, I have a conscience right before God. When the waters come, they're not going to impact me.
因为挪亚是跟神说神啊,我要顺服您,因为当洪水来的时候呢, 我不会因为这个洪水而受影响, 因为我在您面前, 有一颗无愧的良心。
Just as the ark, the boat that Noah had built, just as that ark saved Noah and his family, so Jesus Christ saves us. That's how the verse 21 ends. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
这里呢，就是说呢，就像当时的那个方舟拯救了挪亚一家，还有很多其他的生命一样。那个主耶稣基督呢，他也是藉着他的死拯救了我们所有的人，也是借着他的复活拯救了我们。
We trust the Lord Jesus. He died for our sins, and then he rose again the third day to give us new eternal life as well as himself.
我们也相信主耶稣基督为我们而死，我们也相信他在第三天复活，这样呢，他给了我们和他自己一样的永生。
Now verse 22 says that Jesus has gone into heaven and is at God's right hand with angels, authorities, and powers in submission to him.
第二十二节说耶稣已经进入天堂，在神的右边，众天使和有权柄的并有能力的都服从了他。
Did the sufferings of Jesus stop the blessings of God in Jesus' life?
因为主耶稣基督所受的苦呢，他停止了神在主耶稣基督身上的赐福吗？
And the answer is no.
答案是没有。
And the sufferings in Jesus' life were such that he died.
因为在那个主耶稣基督呢所受的苦中呢，使他为我们而死了。
And that was the greatest suffering that the devil could bring him.
这是呢，魔鬼可以给主耶稣基督带来的最大的苦难。
And what happened?
那发生什么？
God raised him from the dead.
神让他从死里复活。
He goes to heaven.
进到了天堂。
And if you were to see the Lord Jesus today, what kind of an expression would he have on his face?
因为如果你今天呢看到了主耶稣基督，在他脸上的表情是什么？
Do you think Jesus is smiling, or do you think Jesus is deeply distressed?
你认为主耶稣基督是在微笑呢？还是在极度的痛苦。
And if you were to see Jesus today, I think you might be tempted to say, excuse me, Jesus, but why are you so happy?
所以呢，如果你今天见到了主耶稣基督，你可能有这样的诱惑，要去跟主耶稣基督说，对不起啊，主耶稣，你为什么这么高兴呢？
And I think he would say, well,God has raised me to such wonderful blessing, but soon, yes, very soon, all my children are going to come out of the grave and off the earth, and they're going to go up, and they're going to meet me in heaven, and they're going to be with me forever. Of course I'm smiling. Of course I'm happy.
主耶稣基督会说呢，啊，你看呢。神把我从死里复活升到这里来，但是你要想一想啊，有一天所有我的孩子们他们都要从坟墓里复活，他们都要来到天上，来到天上和我永远的在一起，他们来到这里的时候呢，和我在一起享受神的赐福，那我为什么不微笑，为什么不高兴呢？
I'd say to him,Jesus, when you were on the earth, did you suffer? Did your suffering hurt you?
因为你会问他说，主耶稣基督，当你在地球上的时候，你受过苦吗？你的那些受苦很痛吗？
What do you think he would say? Do you think he'd say, no, I'm God, you see, so I shut off all the pain.I just shut it all off. So I never felt pain at all. Do you think he said that?
你认为他会说这样说吗？ 啊，因为我神，所以我把一切的痛觉都关掉了，所以我感受不到任何的痛苦。你认为他会那么说吗？
Said he could have done that. He didn't do that. When Jesus stubbed his toe, when Jesus fell and cut his hand, when Jesus was beaten, he felt it just as much as you and I would if we were like that, because he was the perfect man.
所以呢，主耶稣基督他当然可以那么做，他当然可以把所有痛觉都关掉，但是呢，他就没有那么做。当主耶稣基督在那个地球上的时候呢，他摔倒了，他的膝盖也会疼，他的手割了也会疼。当他受到鞭打的时候，别人打的时候，他同样都会疼，因为主耶稣基督他跟我们一样是一个完美的人。
Sometimes you look at other people and you see what's happening and you're very disappointed. Sometimes even in your own family, you see your family doing things they shouldn't do. Sometimes even in your own life, you see things happening that you say I shouldn't do. Do you feel bad? Yeah.
所以呢，有时候你看到其他的人呢，他们去做一些他们不该做的事儿。甚至说呢，你的家人做了一些他们不该做的事儿，甚至你自己去做了一些你不该做的事儿。那个时候，你是不是会感到对他们失望，对你家人失望，甚至对你自己失望呢？当然是。
Now, if you and I were standing, if Jesus and I, or Jesus and you, were standing and we saw something happening in the world that was bad.Who do you think would feel worse, you or Jesus?
如果你我或者说我们今天和主耶稣基督站在一起，我们看到了世界上发生的一些极其可怕的事，你认为谁会感到更难受呢？是你感到更难受，还是主耶稣基督感到更难受呢？
The answer is he would feel worse than you, because he knew what was going to happen.
因为呢，主耶稣基督呢，答案是主耶稣基督会比你更难受，因为主耶稣基督他知道将来要发生的事。
You'll remember the day when the Lord Jesus looked at the city of Jerusalem and he wept because he knew what would happen to Jerusalem.
你们大家都记得，在有一天呢，主耶稣基督他看着整个耶路撒冷城的时候。主耶稣基督痛哭，他为什么哭呢？因为他知道在整个耶路撒冷城将要发生的事情。
The disciples looked and saw the same thing. They didn't weep. It was Jesus who wept.
他们呢，当时呢，主耶稣基督门徒和主耶稣基督在一起，他们也看到了耶路撒冷城，但是他们却没有哀哭，只是主耶稣基督哀哭了。
Did Jesus suffer? Yes.
主耶稣基督会受苦吗？他当然。
And did he rejoice? Yes.
他有喜乐吗？当然。
And that's our great example. In life, there will be suffering. There will be problems.
他就是我们很好的一个榜样。在我们的人生呢，会有痛苦，会有麻烦和问题。
And it isn't just that.You might just look at the last line of chapter 3. It says, angels, authorities, and powers being in submission to him.
这个不光是我们刚才讲那么多，你可以看看第二十二节的后半部分。他说，众天使和有权柄的，并有能力的，都服从了他，主耶稣。
Why do many Christians suffer today?
为什么我们这么多的基督徒今天在受苦呢？
It's often because the authorities and the powers don't like them.
他们受苦
to them.
他们受苦呢，是因为所有的有权柄的、有能力的，他们不喜欢基督徒们。
Okay, sometimes a Christian says, I'm awfully distressed, you know, because my boss didn't treat me right.
有些时候呢，有些人会说呢，我非常痛苦，为什么呢？因为我的老板对我不公平。
And then the Christian smiles and says, I'm not worried though, because you see, just like Jesus, one day I'm going to be the boss.
所以呢，基督徒会说呢，啊，你那个东西我一点都不担心，就像主耶稣基督那也是为我们受苦一样，有一天呢，我会成为真正的老板。
You remember the story of Daniel, don't you?
大家都记得大以理的故事是不是？
And the people who worked with him, they said, we don't like you, Daniel. We're going to pass a law that says you can't ask a favor of anybody, any god other than Darius. And you remember the story. They caught Daniel praying. They put him in the lion's den.
哎，你们记得当时呢，那些人呢，他跟大以理说，大以理，我们不喜欢你，我们要通过一个律法，通过一个律法，这个律法说呢，你除了敬拜他们自己的神以外，你不可以敬拜任何其他的神，你也不能每天一天三次祷告。然后呢，他们把甚至把大以理扔到了狮子坑里去了。
And they were very, very, rejoicing. When they put him in the den, they said, we've won over Daniel. He was persecuted, he was suffering, and we won.
当时那些人呢，把大以理放到狮子坑里以后呢，他们说，哎，非常高兴，说，好，我们赢了，我们赢了，我们战胜了大以理，我们甚至把他扔到狮子洞里去。
And the next morning, Daniel comes out of the lion's den and he goes to the office.
然后第二天早上呢，大以理却从狮子坑里出来了，然后去上班了。
And who's the boss now?
现在谁是老板呢？
How do you think Daniel felt that day?
你认为大以理那天的感觉是什么样的？
How do you think the men who put him in the lion's den felt?When they saw Daniel walking to the office that morning, what do you think they felt?
你认为当时那些把大以理扔到狮子坑里的人，第二天早上看见大以理来照常上班的时候，他们的感觉会是什么样的？
They said, "Uh-oh, we are in deep trouble today." I think some of them said, "I'm not going to the office today. I think I'm going to stay home sick."
然后呢，那些人呢，我认为他们说，哦，我们今天有大麻烦了。我认为呢，今天呢，大以理，我不应该去上班，我在家里装病。
Did Jesus suffer? Yep.
主耶稣基督为我们受苦吗？是。
Was Jesus persecuted? Yep.
主耶稣基督被迫害吗？当然是。
Who's the boss today?
今天谁是我们在大老板呢？
Jesus.
主耶稣。
Don't worry if people don't like you. Don't worry if people treat you badly. You keep on obeying Jesus. You give a reason for the hope that's within you. The Lord will one day make you the victor and you get to be the boss and all will be well.
不要去管那些不喜欢你的人，也不要去管那些对你不好的人，你只要一直相信主耶稣基督，保持信主耶稣基督，有一天主耶稣基督，会让你成为胜利者，会让你成为老板的。
I keep on referring to it, but what would you do if you were Mr. Putin today?
我一直在讲这样一个事儿，如果你是普丁先生，那你今天你会做什么呢？
He's causing many people to suffer all over the world.
他让整个世界的很多人都在受苦。
What's going to happen?
那么会发生什么呢？
He will die. The Bible says, and after death, the judgment.
然后呢，普丁会死， 那圣经说呢，死后有审判。
God will hold him responsible for every life.
神会让他为每一个生命负责。
For every tear.
会为每一滴眼泪负责。
For every hungry child.
会为每一个饥饿的孩子负责。
For every broken-hearted mother.
会为每一个心碎的母亲。
Oh, be thankful you don't suffer for evil doing.
因为你是要感恩，因为你没有因为你做的邪恶的事而受苦。
How good is God to deliver us from the heart of a Vladimir Putin?
因为我们神有多好呢？他呢，把我们从我们的罪恶里救出来。
All right, chapter 4.
第四章，大家可以翻吗？
What's all this mean?
这所有的是什么意思呢？
Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude.
那就说基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器。
Because he who has suffered in his body is done with sin.
因为在肉身受过苦的就已经与罪断绝了。
Did you know that suffering in the body is very often a good cure for sin?
你大家有没有意识到你身体的痛苦呢，通常呢是治愈了你身体里的罪。
Many people suffer in the body and say, you know why? I did that and the pain came, the body hurt, I'm not going to do it again.
很多人说呢，你看因为我所做的那件事儿，所以呢痛苦呢来到我的身体，我感到了受伤，我的身体受到了伤害，所以我不再去做那样的坏事。
A lot of people turn around in their lives after they suffer in the body.
很多人呢都转离了他们的罪，当他们的身体受到痛苦的时候。
I was thinking earlier today of the great man Nebuchadnezzar.
今天早晨呢，我想了一下，想到那个一个伟大的人物，叫尼布甲尼撒。
Nebuchadnezzar was in many respects the greatest of the kings of the earth.
所以呢，尼布甲尼撒从很多方面来讲，他是地球上最伟大的国王之一。
He was so great that he actually took some young men.From Israel, took them up to the university in Babylon, not only told them what to study, but he said, and this is what you're going to eat.
原来他只是如此的伟大，他甚至从以色列呢抓了几个人，把他们从以色列带到了巴比伦，把他们放到了大学里，甚至呢告诉他们应该吃什么。
His friends said, we don't want to eat this food. This is food that God doesn't want us to eat. We don't want to eat it.
但你和他的朋友们说呢，我们不会吃你给我的食物，因为这个食物是神不想让我们吃的。
So he went to the man who was in charge, and he said, we would like to eat different food, please.
然后呢，他就去找那个管食物的人，他说，我们要吃不同的食物。
And he said, I can't give you different food. If I give you different food, Nebuchadnezzar, the king, will kill me.
因为管食物的人说呢，我不能给你吃不同的食物。如果我给你吃不同的食物呢，这个国王尼布甲尼撒他会杀了我。
I think God was watching that, listening to that, You know what happened. He did. They did eat different food. They were 10 times better than all the other students and than the professors. God heard them and answered their prayer.
我认为你知道这个故事的结局，因为当时呢，神在看顾他们，他们确实吃了跟他们不一样的食物，但是呢，他们却比他们无论从身体还是精神上，都比其他的学生要强10倍，因为神呢，听他们的祷告，神呢，应允了他们的祷告。
God said to Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar, I think you've got a few lessons you've got to learn.
神就跟尼布甲尼撒说， 你有些功课要学。
He said, Nebuchadnezzar, you have been behaving like a beast, just like a typical beast in the field.
神就跟尼布甲尼撒说，尼布甲尼撒，你现在的行为呢，就像一只野兽，就像在旷野，就是野地里的某种类型的野兽。
Nebuchadnezzar said, oh, I don't worry about that. I'm the boss. Everything's fine. He kept on sinning.
然后呢，那个尼布甲尼撒呢，我认为他说呢，我才不管这些的，我现在是大老板，我想干什么就干什么，他就继续犯罪。
And he kept on sinning.
继续犯罪。
And then God said to him one day, well, Nebuchadnezzar, you've been acting like a beast. So I think you should find out what a beast lives like.
那中间有一天呢，那个神就跟你讲，他说：“你其实你的行为都像个野兽一样的，那我就让你尝尝野兽是什么滋味。”
So he sent him out to the field to live like a beast.
然后那神就把他扔到那个野地里，让他呢就像一只野兽那样生活。
And he said, now Nebuchadnezzar, you've been living like a beast. I think you should eat like a beast.
然后神就跟尼布甲尼撒说，尼布甲尼撒，你的行为像只野兽，那么你也要吃野兽吃的东西。
He said, you insisted that all the people eat your bad food when they were in your university. So you're a beast. You can start eating beast food.
然后他说呢，因为你那些学生在大学的时候，你坚持让他们吃那些不好的食物，那么现在呢，你是野兽，你应该吃野兽的食物。
So Nebuchadnezzar started eating grass.
你们简直在开始吃草。
Do you think he enjoyed eating grass?
你认为他喜欢吃草吗？
You try it someday.
那你自己试试，有一天你吃点草吃。
And the rain came. Nebuchadnezzar didn't have a home to go into. Nebuchadnezzar stayed out in the field with the rain coming down. And Nebuchadnezzar got cold and wet.
然后呢，下雨了，你不讲的啥呢，没有地方去，所以呢，他就在野地里。 然后被雨淋，然后很冷。
And it got cold at night and hot in the day. And all Nebuchadnezzar got to do was eat some more grass.
那晚上呢，极其的寒冷，在白天呢，极其的炎热。所以呢，尼布甲尼撒唯一做的事儿呢，就是继续吃草。
It went on for 7 years.
他吃了7年的草才这样。
What's verse 2 say? It says, he who has suffered in the body is done with sin.
第一节的后半部分说，因为肉身受过的苦就已经与罪断绝了。
Do you think Nebuchadnezzar suffered in the body?
你认为尼布甲尼撒的身体受到了苦？
Yeah, you try it. You go out and live with the cows for a few days, see how you feel.
当然你可以试一下，你跑到那个野地里去生活几天，你能试试看。When
his mind came back to him, he said, "I now praise the God of heaven."
然后呢，当他的思维恢复的时候，他说什么？他说现在赞美天上的神。Now
the book of Proverbs says, "Spare the rod, and you'll spoil the child."
那个箴言说呢，呃, 棍棒底下出孝子。
Why is that?
为什么？
Because he who has suffered in the body will in part be delivered from sin.
因为那些在身体上受苦的呢，他们就会被从罪里逃脱出来。
Are you thankful?
你感恩吗？
That your hand doesn't touch the fire?
你的手摸过火吗？
Why don't you go out and grab a piece of wood in the fire?
你为什么不去抓一颗那个在烧着的炭呢？
Because that would be suffering. You'd suffer if you did. So you got enough brains, you don't do it.
因为你去抓一颗烧着的炭的时候呢，你的这会烧伤你的手，因为你的手受了伤，所以你下次你就不会伸手去抓炭了。
Okay, God's principle is simple.
以神的原则。
There's suffering in the body that leads to deliverance from sin, and therefore, periodically, mommy has got to say, Johnny, you get a spanking for that.
这里呢，神的原则非常简单，因为你的身体受苦了呢，你就与罪远离了，断绝了。所以那个妈妈呢，通常要给将你说将你今天要挨打了，因为呢，你做了一些坏事。
Dr. Spock became the father of psychology for much of North America, much of the world.
那个一个叫 Dr. Spock 博士呢，他成为那个心理学的北美的心理学之父，甚至是整个世界的心理学之父。
He said, "You can't spank your children."
他说你不能打你的孩子。
And his own children, when they grew up, said, "We had a very bad father."
他自己的孩子们，当他们长大了以后呢，他说很不幸，我们有一个坏爸爸。
In much of Canada, maybe all of Canada today, it's illegal to spank children.
在加拿大或者在很多的西方世界里，打孩子是违法的。
God says, "You spare the rod, you'll spoil your child. That's your choice, mommy."You either follow God and you say sin must be punished. You don't be cruel. You don't beat people up. But periodically, the child has to realize he's done wrong. Sometimes he's going to cry.
医生说呢，你扔掉了棍棒，你就惯坏了孩子。所以呢，神就跟妈妈说，妈妈，你们那些做妈妈的，你要管教你们的孩子，要打你们的孩子。如果你不管教他们，迟迟早早，那些孩子会意识到他们做错的事儿，把他们给惯坏了。
And so the book of Proverbs says, "Don't stop just because he's crying."
箴言说呢，不要停止打孩子，因为他哭。
So we got a big problem in our society today. It's children who don't fear mommy, daddy, the teacher, God, the boss, the policeman, or anybody else. Why? Because nobody said to them, no, you can't do that. But the Bible says that, I'll read the verse again, he who has suffered in his body is done with sin.
因为我们当今的社会呢，有一个大的问题，我们的孩子们呢，他们不再惧怕父母，他们也不再惧怕老师，也不再去惧怕警察，也不再惧怕任何人，是为什么呢？因为没有人告诉他们，他们不能那么去做。所以呢，这他继续要读这段经文，这段经文是说呢，因为他身体肉身受过的苦就与罪断绝了。
So, that's why I don't play with fire, because it hurts.
其实为什么我不玩火？因为火呢很烫。
All right, so don't despise the suffering of the Christian life, because God is training you, teaching you, and he's delivering you from sin that would follow if you hadn't learned to run away from the consequences and therefore from the sin itself.
你不要去轻视你在人生里的苦难，因为人神会用你在人生里的苦难去训练你，去把你从里面救出来。就像说呢，如果你不知道肉身的痛苦，你就永远不会去转离你所做的那些罪和坏事。你只有在你身体受到了痛苦的时候， 你才会远离你做事的，你会重视你做事情的后果，甚至说你会从罪里脱出来。
Verse 2 says, as a result, the one who has suffered in his body does not live the rest of his earthly life for evil human desires, but rather for the will of God.
第二节说，好像你们在肉身中的时候，就可以不再随从人的情欲，只随从神的旨意，在世度余下的光阴。So
God uses the suffering in the body to cause us to live for and according to the will of God.
因为神呢，用我们在身体受苦的时候呢，让我们去随从神的旨意。
Verse 3, for you have spent enough time in the past doing what pagans choose to do, living in debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, and detestable idolatry.
第三节说，因为往日只从外邦人的心意、行邪淫、恶欲、醉酒、荒宴、群饮，并可恶拜偶像的事儿，时候已经够了。That's
the way the people who Peter was writing to. That's the way they used to live.
这就是那些彼得写这封书信写给的对象，也就是那些人，他们曾经都是那样的人。That's
not the way they are now.
但他们现在却不是这样的人。
Verse 9 of chapter 2 says, this is the way you are now. You're a chosen people. You're a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. You're a people belonging to God.
彼得前书第二章第九节，他是这样说的：唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗、入奇妙光明者的美德。
Change. What a delightful change.
这个是一个巨大的改变，多么令人高兴的一个改变。
How did that happen?
这个是怎么发生的呢?
Well, in part it happened because God allowed them to suffer for some of those terrible things that they did.
因为这个发生呢，是因为神呢，允许，因为他们所做的
And they said, by God's grace, I'll never do that again.
他们就说呢，接着神的恩典，我永远不会再去干那件坏事。Okay,
again, is it worth it?
再次来了，这个值得吗？
What would you rather do? Would you rather live in debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, and detestable idolatry? Or would you rather be a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light? You say, hallelujah, that's what I want to be. Lord, deliver me from the past. I want to get into those blessings in the future, out of darkness into light.
那你想做什么样的？你愿做什么样的人呢？ 你要做那种行邪淫、恶欲、醉酒、狂欢、酒宴、并拜可恶偶像的人呢？还是你愿意成为一个 被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国的，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你想做哪样的人呢？你说感谢主，当然我要做后面这样一种人，我要成为被拣选族类君尊的祭司，我要去宣扬那些叫我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Hey, I marvel at it.
我感到非常的神奇。
Who is great in the kingdom of God?
那么在神的国里谁最大？
Well, one of the fellows was the Apostle Paul.
其中一个呢就是我们的使徒保罗。
What do you know about him?
你知道他一些什么事呢？
He went about persecuting Christians. He went about imprisoning Christians. He went about killing Christians. And God saved him. Took him out of darkness into light. Hallelujah!
因为使徒保罗他曾经的迫害基督徒，他曾经把基督徒抓进监狱，他甚至呢杀害基督徒。那么这样一个人呢，神救了他，把他从黑暗中救出来，进入光明。哈利路亚。
A kind of a person was Peter.
那彼得是一个什么样的人呢？
Peter was just Simon.
他只叫西门。
Simon's name means hearing. And Peter heard a lot, he just didn't live it all the time.
西门的意思呢就是听，就是说那个左耳的进右耳的出，他只是听，听完了他不去做。
Sometimes Peter was good, sometimes he was bad. Sometimes he was strong, sometimes he was weak.Back and forth, Mr. Totally Unstable. You never knew what Peter was going to come out with next.
因为彼得呢，他有时候是好的，有时候是坏的，有时候是强的，有时候是弱的。他就是说呢，好啊，坏啊，强啊，弱啊，他总是这样在不停的摇摆。你永远不知道下一个彼得他是什么样子。
Did Peter ever suffer in the flesh?
所以彼得他的肉体受过苦吗？
Yeah.
当然。
He went out and wept bitterly after denying his Lord.
因为他不认主以后，他极其痛苦的哭了。
Three days, three nights, crying. I don't think Peter slept a wink for three days, mourning over the.Terrible sin he committed by pretending he didn't know Jesus.
我认为呢，三天三夜，彼得呢，他一直在痛哭。我不认为他睡过一天好觉。他呢，把为他所犯的罪，这一个可怕的罪，就是假装不认识主这样一个罪，来受苦。
What happened?
那么发生了什么呢?
He suffered in the flesh, and he was done with sin. And he lived a life for the glory of God.
然后他在身体受了苦，然后他再去远离了罪。他呢，是那一个给神带来极大荣耀的那样的人。
Marvelous. Peter says, listen, don't you worry about suffering, because suffering is going to bring all kinds of blessing.
彼得说呢，你不要去管那个痛苦啊，不要太多在意，因为痛苦会给你带来各个类型的福气。
You put 1 Peter and 2 Peter together, and you read about suffering 7 times.
如果你把彼得前书和彼得后书放在一起的话，你会在这个书里读到7次关于受苦。
And you read about glory 7 times.
你也会读到荣耀这个词呢，也七次。
How do you get to glory?
怎么得到荣耀呢?
A little bit of suffering and a lot of glory. That's God's way. Hallelujah.
一点点的痛苦，大量的荣耀。 这就是神的方式, Hallelujah.
Our time is gone. Thank you. Let's pray.
我们时间也到了, 谢谢大家,
Lord, we thank you for Peter.
主啊,
He's the kind of man who calls a spade a spade.
所以呢,他是一个那样的一个人,就是说,那个就是那个。
And he's outlined for us these wonderful truths about the reality of the sufferings and the persecutions and the difficulties of the Christian life. Lord, we pray that you will embolden us as a result of these writings to live for the glory of God in spite of difficulties and sufferings and even persecutions along the way.
主啊,我们祷告说我们所有的人都可以利用在我们的基督徒人生路上的这样的伤害,这样的迫害,这样的所有的一切,把荣耀都带给神。
And we give thanks now for your goodness. Help us to live for your glory. We ask in Jesus' name.
我们这个把所有的一切感恩献给你，求你帮助我们，为了主的荣耀，活出我们的基督徒的人生来。Amen. 我们奉主耶稣基督的名，Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all. Lord bless us all today.